With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Hamas terrorist group says it has accepted an Egyptian-Qatari ceasefire proposal. The two Middle Eastern nations have been mediating months of talks between Israel and Hamas. The announcement came hours after Israel ordered Palestinians to begin evacuating the southern Gaza town of Rafah ahead of an Israeli military operation. Israel says Rafah is Hamas's last stronghold. There was no immediate comment from Israel. Forecasters say millions of people in the central U.S. could see powerful storms, including long-track tornadoes, hurricane-force winds, and baseball-sized hail. The National Weather Service forecasts that much of Oklahoma and parts of Kansas are at the greatest risk of severe weather. A weekend storm that drenched the San Francisco Bay Area and closed northern California mountain highways also set a single-day snowfall record in the Sierra Nevada. Around 2 feet of snow fell in some areas. Also at SRNNews.com, witness testimony in the Trump criminal trial has resumed. The judge presiding over the trial has fined Donald Trump $1,000 for violating his gag order. Julie Walker reports on what this means.
The order bars him from making out-of-court public comments on witnesses, jurors, and some others. The judge found that the former president, who is the Republican frontrunner for the office again, repeatedly violated the order, and he fined Trump $9,000. The judge also warned that jail could follow if he keeps it up. The order does not stop Trump from talking about the allegations against him or commenting on the judge or the elected top prosecutor in this case, and it doesn't stop him from testifying in court if he chooses. Julie Walker, New York.
This is SRN News. Not far from Dallas, Texas, troubled teenagers being helped by a unique nonprofit 501c3 charity called Rustic Way Ranch, which uses horsemanship to help ease emotional problems. Founder and executive director Brooke Carricker says the ranch grew out of pain her own family had experienced tackling everything from depression to teen pregnancy and even attempted suicides.
There's literally nothing that we have not experienced. And with that knowledge came the realization that perhaps God could use and was calling us to use all of the pain that we had experienced as a family to serve a greater purpose, which would be to help others.
From that vision, the 10-acre Rustic Way Ranch was born, but Brooke and her husband, Court, found that God would give them many challenges before the ranch could become a reality. We'll hear about that in our next segment tomorrow. More information is at rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Congress is moving a bill that would require automakers to keep AM radio equipment in all vehicles.
The measure has broad bipartisan support. In a press release this past week, Senators Ted Cruz and Ed Markey announced that 60 of their colleagues now support the bill with 246 House co-sponsors. Supporters say that saving the AM dial is crucial for the transmission of the emergency alert system and other public safety broadcasts, especially in rural America. The bill would ensure access to the AM band via car and truck radios. George Williams reporting.
Boeing counting down for its first astronaut launch after years of struggle. Two NASA test pilots will climb aboard Boeing Starliner capsule at Cape Canaveral on Monday night. They'll be heading to the International Space Station for a week-long stay before returning to Earth. SpaceX has also taken astronauts to the ISS. More details at srnnews.com.